With SDPB News, I'm Megan Feary. A prosecutor says South Dakota Attorney General Jason Raunsberg will avoid a trial and take a plea deal on misdemeanor traffic charges in a crash late last year in which he hit and killed a man who was walking near a rural highway. Beadle County State's Attorney Michael Moore declined to give further details of the arrangement. Moore said today that Raunsberg will enter the plea Thursday. The widow of the man killed, Joseph Beaver, has indicated she plans to file a wrongful death lawsuit against Raunsberg. Raunsberg told investigators he thought he struck a deer while driving home from a fundraiser late on September 12th. Governor Kristi Noem says draft proposals by Republican state lawmakers to ban vaccine mandates are, quote, not conservative, end quote. Representatives John Hansen and Scott Odenbach have each announced proposals to prohibit COVID-19 vaccine mandates. Noem does not support vaccine mandates, but she says it's not the role of the government to ban them in private businesses.
It is not conservative to grow government and to tell businesses what to do and how to treat their employees. Most of the Republican legislators in South Dakota, they get that. But there are a vocal few, like John Hansen and Scott Odenbach, who are chasing headlines and are trying to tell South Dakotans how to do business. They want to make government bigger and more powerful in your life. And it's like a wolf in sheep's clothing.
The Republican Speaker of the House, Spencer Gosch, supports calling a special session to consider the vaccine mandate ban. The governor, or two-thirds of the legislature, can call a special session. The Department of Health reports 455 new coronavirus cases and 2 new deaths. The latest fatalities bring the state's death toll to 2,059. One was a woman in her 70s and the other was a woman in her 40s. Active cases are at their highest since January. There are 3,416 active COVID cases in the state. There are 145 people hospitalized. Of those patients, 13 are on ventilators. 52 of South Dakota's 66 counties report at least one new case. Pennington County has the most with 127, and Minnehaha County follows with 72. Meade and Lawrence counties in the Black Hills are seeing cases spike roughly 3 weeks after the start of the Sturgis motorcycle rally. Currently, about one of every 100 Meade County residents is infected with COVID-19. A Tabor man accused of building pipe bombs has made his first court appearance. Kello TV reports that 29-year-old Joseph Hansen has been charged with the sale, possession, or transportation of a destructive device and unauthorized possession of substances to make a destructive device. He appeared in Bonham County Circuit Court Tuesday morning. His arraignment was set for September 7th. According to court documents, Hansen's neighbor called police on Friday after hearing an explosion and seeing Hansen lying on his driveway. He told police he was planning to make 12 pipe bombs and had completed 3 to 5 bombs before one exploded. A federal appeals court is ruling that the federal government must provide better health care for the Rosebud Sioux tribe. The Argus Leader reports that the 8th Circuit Court of Appeals ruled 2-1 on Wednesday to uphold a 2020 South Dakota District Court decision. The tribe sued in 2016 in the wake of problems at the Indian Health Service Hospital on its reservation. The emergency room had to close, and patients were diverted to hospitals 50 miles away. The hospital's operating hours were cut, and other services, like surgeries, were diverted. The tribe argued an 1868 treaty requires the U.S. government to provide physician-led health care. Tourism is South Dakota's second-largest industry, bringing in billions of dollars. But Native American-operated tourism is underdeveloped. The South Dakota Native American Tourism Alliance wants to change that. SDPB's Ariel Science has the story.
The Native American in the South Dakota Native American Tourism Alliance doesn't just mean tourism about Indigenous people. It means tribes and tribal members participating and profiting from the industry. The group has a plan to support Native Americans interested in the tourism industry and to improve marketing for attractions that already exist. Do Bad Warrior Ganji is a member of the Cheyenne River Sioux Tribe and vice president of the Black Hills Powwow.
I think the South Dakota Native Tourism Alliance is a potential revenue source for our tribes, and it's a way for our tribes to generate income, alleviate poverty, and help us to conserve our natural resources and culture.
The Tourism Alliance is identifying experiences along existing scenic routes. This is meant to usher tourists through different tribal lands while encouraging collaboration and skill sharing among the tribes. Gus Yellowhair and his daughter Tiana are Northern Cheyenne and Oglala Lakota. They own Tatanka Res Tours, which has been giving tours of the Pine Ridge Reservation and Black Hills for 7 years.
The economic situation on the reservation is like almost 60 to 70% unemployment. And so we have big dreams and big ideas of being able to help the tribe with that portion of it by training young people in areas of tourism, in areas of art, possibly working, you know, with the state or with the government on, you know, opening up a facility on federal land. You know, we're going to approach them with that. And I think it's only fair that we get a piece of the pie.
The Tourism Alliance will share its 5-year plan and new website during a Thursday launch party in Rapid City. I'm SDPB's Arielle Zients.
And over in sports, Sioux Falls defeats Torrance, California 1-0 in the Little League World Series. Sioux Falls advances and will play Saturday morning at 11:30 Central, 10:30 Mountain. With SDPB News, I'm Megan Feary. And that is your daily news update. Make sure to follow us on Facebook and Twitter at SDPB News and visit sdpb.org/news to stay up to date on our journalism as it comes in. And as always, thank you for listening.